views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Countess.
Yes, I am here and happy to see all of you, ebullient and full of mirth.
Full of mirth, jollification on this wonderful evening, yeah? Which it is a wonderful evening, let's face it. We're in the right place. There might be a bit of snow on the ground, but there's sun in your heart. Is that correct, Countess?
What a lovely sentiment.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is Psychic World? Well, this show is all about you. This is about your hopes and dreams, your aims, ambitions, your aspirations, your love and your career, whatever it is. You've really got to believe that we can help, because we can. Myself and Countess Starella will be delighted to hear your calls this evening. So if you've got a personal problem, you would like to discuss it, you can call 1-800-930-2819 or call 401-322-9091. Countess, this evening we've got a very special subject. We're going to be speaking a little bit about aliens and all the people in New York. Well, there's been a recent sighting, according to the Huffington Post, on January the 31st, two West Greenwich residents spotted the UFOs hovering and took some photographs. They look like black discs. But I believe that you've had an experience with an alien encounter, have you not, Countess?
Yes, several, some in Louisiana, a notable one in Moscow. Yes, indeed.
I believe that you actually encountered an alien. Was that just after you'd put down that bottle of vodka in?
Yes, indeed. I remember all well.
Yeah, that 90% proof, it does something to the aliens, doesn't it?
Oh, let me quote my mother. Thank God she doesn't drink. She's wild enough anyway.
You don't drink? No, I must say that I'm not a great one for taking too much myself. I like a bit of the Jack D now and again. But these people in West Greenwich apparently were quite sober, and the photographs are there on the internet if anybody would care to have a look. Five images, yeah, with a full report that's been posted. And so, tell me, Countess, which state in the USA do you think has the most reported UFO sightings?
Well, Roswell, New Mexico would have to be high on the list.
Well, it's La La Land, actually. It's California, as you probably might. Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, they had 102 sightings recently, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so a lot of people in California, especially in La La Land, are seeing flying stars. Not the type that appear in Hollywood. I first saw a UFO when I was about 16. On my own, I was walking back to the campsite when I was staying in Cornwall, and flying across the sky came this. It flew across a bright white light, stopped dead, turned left, stopped dead, and flew into the distance, into infinity and beyond. And there was certainly nothing then in 1966 that we had the technology to replicate anything like that. It was quite amazing. You've seen a UFO in Moscow, didn't you?
Yes, right near St. Basil's Cathedral. Oh my goodness.
And but was this stationary, hovering in the sky or zooming along?
Yes, hovering and then zooming.
That is it. The thing that strikes me about that they are obviously UFOs when you see these is the fact that they move at such a rapid rate of knots. In our back garden, we were sit there about 8 years ago now, myself and my wife, and this thing wasn't moving at a great rate of knots, but it was the size of a football field hovering over the area of our house right at the back. I said to my wife, come and look at this. It was probably about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I got up to have a look, and it looked very much like that standard triangular black shape with lights from the bottom. And we were looking at this for a while, as I recall. And the next thing I know, it was very dark, and it was 8 and 9 o'clock at night. So we had lost some time, quite whether or not we'd been interacting with aliens, but many people do report incidences of lost time. Have you had any experience of that, Countess?
Yes, and what is so fascinating about it is that it seems very surreal. It's as though you look back and you go, how could this happen? It's like a disappearance of space and time. Yes.
Yep. And so where does the time go? I mean, this recently happened to my wife and I. In fact, only this year. I know it was late last year, December, yeah. When we were in the back room, and it was, I believe it was about 20 past 10, and my wife had just poured me a glass of wine. I said, have a glass of wine before we go to bed. And the next thing, we checked our watch, and it was 2:45 in the morning. So we had lost something like 4 hours' time, and we were both perfectly sober. We were discussing matters, and where did the 4 hours go? Because it seemed that the conversation stopped at 20 past 10 and started again at 2:45 in the morning. And next to me on the table was the glass of wine. I hadn't touched it in 4 hours. That's definitely not like me. So a strange experience there. You any thoughts on that, Countess?
Well, I have experienced it, and I think some people may have felt it too, but couldn't explain it. Just tried to rationalize it, make a logical, you know, assumption over it, but there are more things here than one could ever understand.
Well, there are certainly many things I did not understand that, and I'm very psychic, but I had no flashbacks, I have no recollection of what happened to the missing 4 hours, and neither has my wife. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call in this evening to speak to myself, John G. Sutton, on 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. Countess, if people want to speak to you directly, what's the best way for them to do that?
They may find me at countessstarella.com or Orainum, a website I frequent, and I'll see you there as well.
Yes, I do work on Orainum, and it's oranum.com, oranum.com, and you can look me up there. My name on there is Psychic John G, or it would probably be better to contact me through my website, which is psychicworld.net. There's a lot of information on there. In fact, on psychicworld.net, there's a link to a gallery of photographs, and there are photographs there of a UFO that we saw in the Lake District. I take it you're familiar with the Lake District, Cumbria, in the United Kingdom. You've been there, Countess?
No, I haven't been there, but you have sparked my curiosity. Now I would love to see it.
Really got to go and see the Lake District. I believe it's one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Mountains and streams and woods that are full of elemental creatures, because I absolutely, I know I believe in aliens and all sorts of strange things, but this is a weird universe, and the Lake District would spark your imagination. But in the Lake District, late last year, myself and I, with my wife, we were photographing by the side of a place called Newby Bridge. And when we developed the images, right above me is this amazing purpley blue UFO with lights coming from it. I didn't see it at the time because I was facing in the opposite direction, but there was definitely an inexplicable object hovering in the sky above me. And the strangest thing is that we were going around the Lake District that day, seeing various sites and taking photographs, and that image is visible there. I believe that we may have a song. You know, we sometimes play a song, Countess.
Okay.
I believe we may have a song. Is it possible to play Anniversary Hell? I wonder if they can play that. It was 30 years to the very day since little Fanny and me did say the magic words that were then so true. Yes, I will, and
yes, I do.
Time passed, things tough. Me, little Fanny, they're going real rough. 15 sprogs, a dozen dogs, 40 cats, even bloody rats. Tribe of kids, well, Billy Bob, lazy bastard, rat a job. Gilly Sue, well, I tell you, down the track, make a living on the back. Little Fanny, she blames me, the long came out.
Hey, old two hat, lazy back, drinking in a day, told you about that. Should be farming, cropping the corn, not lying in bed with a wobbling horn. Ruin my life, I'm as mad as a gnat. How will I ever marry you, two hat? Bang me up 15 times, broke his less than serious crime. 30 years to this very day, yet to bring home a full week's pay. Trailer wreck, way overdue. Dear Lord, what am I doing with you? Spill a beer, don't care about me. What about our anniversary? You know what? You bloody forgot.
Oh, little Fang, I'm so upset. Used to like as much as you can.
That was then, look what it did. 1,000 shags and 15 kids.
Make good music, you and me. Kicks on our anniversary.
Keep it in your pants, dirty two hat. No way am I f***ing that.
Rock and rolling days ain't through. 30 years still fast checking you. Little Fanny, don't bend over the bed, let the dog see the bone, I'll show you what.
No, you will not. I had dreams of this about before I married you to Pat. In Hollywood, I could be a star. A house in Beverly Hills, fine wine, and a lot of thrills. Play in Vegas with $1,000 ship. Drive the Rolls or Jaguar down 66 in my car.
Fanny, don't blame John. Things in life just kept going wrong. What happened to love and tender when I could have been a contender? Helpless lookalike, they all said I'm all shook up. I f***ing dead your mother, that old witch. Drank on my moonshine, the bitch. Swore like a trooper, spelt like a hog till she got savaged by my dog. Old chef shot him dead, then I blew a hole in your mama's head. Buried them both by the old tree. Got 7 years penitentiary for that. Now an old two-head.
Been 30 years to this very day since together we did say those magic words that remain so true.
Yes, I will. And
yes, I do.
A broken dream, mystery. I got little Fanny and she got me.
We struggled through all of that. Now there's just me and the old two-head. Things are never going well.
It's not much time for the final bell. We love each other in our anniversary hell. You get them breeches off, little Fanny. Or do I have to do it for you? Don't forget now, you're all mine.
Keep your grabby hands off of my ass, you lazy boost up old two hat. Or I'll shove this pitchfork where the sun don't shine. Oh well,
it's anniversary hell.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton.
featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. This is indeed John G. Sutton. And with me this evening is the incredible Countess Starella. Countess Starella, you've had a good week, yes?
A busy, fascinating week. Oh my, the weather has been quite remarkable here in Florida.
Rub it in, eh? Get in there. Make him have it, yeah? No snow then?
Nope. Warm enough to surf.
Palm Beach, well, there you go. Life of luxury for the Countess. Yeah. And I'm in England, of course, where it's been wet, rainy, and very windy. If you've seen the news, just have a look at the news. The BBC News, you can get it on the internet, and you'll see what's been happening in England. This place has been underwater for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Villages cut off. The area, I know it very well, the railway line has been consumed by the sea. So we've lost part of the coastline in Britain. If this keeps up, we'll be in America before long.
Heavens, that sounds serious.
Yeah, we're going to get washed away. Bits of us will be turning up in the River Hudson. We've got a call in. We're going to speak, please, to Cindy from New York. Cindy.
Hello,
Cindy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for taking my call.
Cindy, there's one or two questions that you've got, yeah? But first of all, I've got to tell you that your love life will improve, yeah? That there are certain matters that you are thinking about in life, but one of the things is your love life. Tell me, Cindy, if you go back in time with your family, do you have relations overseas?
With my family, or did you say? I didn't hear.
Yeah, well, your family. Do you have relations overseas?
Yes.
Because I feel that this year there's going to be some closer connections, overseas.
Yes, and, I would like that. Yes, I would.
Does that make some sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Right, okay, it's your turn now. You can ask me a question now that we've established that I'm tuned in. Would you like to ask me a question, Cindy?
Yes, there's certain things I am going through, like you said. I have a certain court thing I'm going through. I just wanted to kind of see if you have any messages that help a favorable outcome or any advice from spirits and any archangels or spirit that I can call upon that will especially be helpful for this time.
Well, you have been saying prayers. I know that you have, yeah? And certainly one of the archangels that has been very close to you at this point is the archangel that has within his power. That's Michael. Have you tried to speak to the archangel Michael?
Yes, I have.
Because I'm being told that your prayers are being heard, yeah? You do have a lawyer. They call them lawyers in America, don't they?
Yes, I'm trying to hire one. Yes, I'm in the process of getting one. Yes, I'm trying to get the payments together to be able to do that. But
Because that is going to be the key to this. I feel that there are some certain legal points that have to be met for you to succeed in this case. Yes?
Right.
Do you hear me, Cindy? Yeah? We all talk about this wonderful concept that we call justice. But believe me, justice often matters who's got the right lawyer that's arguing the points, because the law is at times quite strange. But Cindy, I do absolutely believe that you will get a result with this, yeah? You're looking for some kind of money from this, Cindy?
Not money. No, not as a result from this.
Well, as a result of this, you will be in far better circumstances and able to move forward.
Okay, good.
And yeah, I do feel like that you will succeed with your case. One of the main keys to it is arguing the correct legal points. And Cindy, I do feel that is going to be a big part of it. Have you had any connections at all with the area called Brooklyn?
No, not recently, not really.
Because I hear something about going to visit or going through Brooklyn, yeah? Which is a part of New York, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I feel that there's going to be some connections to Brooklyn immediately ahead for you. That may be part of where your lawyer is situated or located. But Cindy, immediately ahead, once you've connected with this lawyer, the certain legal points will be pointed out to you and you will meet the criteria. And I do feel that you will succeed with that. With regards to your love life, I feel that is improving. Would you like to speak quickly to my friend, the Countess?
Sure.
Hello, Cindy, dear. I also see a positive result from this chaotic legal matter, but you must stay in a space of confidence and inner peace and sincere resolution that you will see it through. And until it is resolved, you are just to be aware, observant, and very cautious, you know, to protect yourself and your reputation and to surround yourself with people who support you emotionally. But I see that somehow this will come out in your favor, dear.
All right. Thank you.
Cindy, and as I said, I know that there are relations overseas and I do feel that there's going to be a closer connection, but it will be like a celebration for you. Yeah. It's going to be an absolute happy celebration when you meet them. So you will be clear of worry. I know that you are praying. As I said, Michael, the archangel, is watching over you because it's a source of power and you have great belief. You've got to keep that inner strength. And believe me, Cindy, by the time we get into June, July, matters look far better than they do from this point. So please just take a deep breath and go forward with this. And also, there's something I'm being shown here. Have you been looking at old photographs?
Not recently. I don't think so. No.
All right, because I see photographs that look as, but they're from a foreign land. Yes,
okay.
they're from a different country, and these were they look to be taken in the 1950s, 1960s. Yeah,
Cindy. May I ask, John? Where's Cindy? Where are you originally from?
I'm from Eastern Europe, Romania.
Oh, how lovely! Oh my goodness. That's what we're picking up, John. The old world feeling.
That definitely. It's from a different era, from the 1950s. Did your family have some dealings with the regime of Ceausescu?
No, I don't think so. No.
It looks like that era. You know, when they had like a militarish regime. But there are definitely old photographs that date from that era. Do you know what I'm talking about, Cindy?
I think I have an idea. I would have to double check, but I think I have an idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. But there are photographs of people that look like they're standing with military machines. But you are going to be fine, Cindy. This is not something that's looking bad. It's not looking black. It's looking positive. You're going to get a proper result from this. Legal points will be argued in your favour, and you will succeed. Cindy, do give us a ring round June, July. We'll be here. This is Psychic World on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thank you very much for calling in this evening, Cindy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You will be a success. Countess, that lady is going to succeed, and people can call in this evening to speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starella, and it's 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. We'll take your calls, and we'll be back straight after this break. Thank you.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto,
is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Countess, just tell us a little bit about your work on Aranum.com.
Aranum is one of the most fascinating concepts on the planet when it comes to connecting to people from around the world for insight, encouragement, friendship, laughter. There is something for everyone on that website, and I find it a lovely part of the journey, being able to transcend the ordinary world and go to a place where it's safe and exciting and fun, and I'm having the time of my life there.
It's entertaining. I know that. I have a little chat room on there. My name on the Aranum is Psychic John G. You can pop in and see me. I do lots of things like I do here on the radio. Read poetry, discuss matters, give private readings. You can book a private reading with me there. The facility is on Aranum. Or you can just chat to me in the free chat room. I'll be there. Or you can see me through my website, which is psychicworld.net. Have a look at that. Or just Google me. There's loads of stuff out there. Read one of my books. Get them on Aranum. Loads of my books on there. I've been published all over America. Scholastic published one of my books, Psychic Pets, which was an international bestseller. That translated into foreign languages, believe it or not. And Disney featured that on a program called Petsburg, USA on the Animal Planet channel. Did you ever see that, Countess?
Yes, it was fabulous. Congratulations. You have made some serious strides in the spirit world.
Well, I enjoyed that. It was filmed in the MGM Theatre in Orlando, which was a wonderful place. And I tell you what, Disney don't half know how to look after you. When I arrived there, they gave me a chauffeur-driven car with a bodyguard and all the rest of it. And for a joke, I just said to the guy, have you had anybody famous in here beside me? And he said, well, where you're sitting now, the week before, Colin Powell. I had the same team that Colin Powell had, so you can't really get much better than that, can you?
He was
at the time the Secretary of State, so I think they actually thought I was famous.
How lovely.
Yeah, I thought it was amusing too, yeah. Countess, we usually sing a song, don't we?
Ah, yes, we love to entertain our devoted fans.
Are you in good voice this evening?
La 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 la. We'll certainly find out in a few seconds.
I think you're going to hit the notes tonight. You know, has anybody told you that you've got a beautiful voice? I mean, when they've been sober,
they've been wonderful. Our listeners are so appreciative and adorable. I'm very grateful for their support.
Well, Let's sing them a song, should we? This is from one of my wife's, my dear wife Mary. Yeah, this is one from one of her favourite films. It's from Casablanca. Are you ready for this? You must remember this: a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love
songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny.
It's still the same old story. The fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Yes, the world will
always welcome lovers. As time goes by. Very nice, that. I mean, your bit was very nice.
I love that song.
I
love the song and I love the movie. Oh, my gosh.
Of all the gin joints in all the world, you got to walk into mine. But you don't drink gin, do you, Countess?
No, root beer is my drink of choice.
Really?
Sarsaparilla. Sarsaparilla, baby.
Oh, yeah, we have sarsaparilla in the UK, yeah. I mean, I actually like wine myself. A nice glass of Chianti. But not too much, just a little bit now and again. And also we get requests for my poems, do we not, Countess?
Well, they're so sweet and wonderful and unique.
Yeah, would you like me to read one of my poems?
Certainly.
All right. This is a poem. It's called Yesterday's Daffodil, which is a little bit audacious on my part because I visit the Lake District where William Wordsworth wrote Daffodils. You may remember that one. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vale and hill. So I thought, well, if he can do it, and why can't I? So this is my answer to William Wordsworth. This is called Yesterday's Daffodil by John G. Sutton. The early April English rain kissed the daffodils again, as newly blooming, fresh and bright, they danced in gentle breeze so light, and golden, glimmering, shimmering, fair, by the lakes, the waters, the walls, and there, in old graveyards full of the silent, the still, sleeping like yesterday's daffodil. Life's springtime, we run fast and free. Careless, glowing, unaware are we. Full of adventure, the daring youth thrill, we dance just like the daffodil. Then, after April, when May follows, June, and soon the summer swallows fly above the woodlands high, chasing their dreams up to the sky. Deep in the valleys far below, the daffodils no longer show their sun-bright heads to the August day of heat and morning mists, for they await the coming winter snow. And then, next spring, one April morn, kissed by the dews of an English dawn, the sprightly buds form a golden sea. The daffodils are there, but where are we? You like that one? It's about eternal life, you see. The daffodils are there each year, yeah, but there will come a time when we will be sleeping like yesterday's daffodil. And where are we? A thoughtful poem. I think that William Wordsworth's reputation is safe for the time being. But I certainly gave it a go. In fact, I went to visit the graveyard where William Wordsworth is buried. It's at a place called Grasmere. And as you say, you've never been, Countess, but if you do ever come to England, you really must visit Grasmere. It is a sublime little village, and it is in the midst of the Lake District on the way towards Ullswater, which is the lake in which... around which William Wordsworth walked as he composed Daffodils.
I love Britain. I am a true Anglophile and have been there many times, but just never made it to the Lake District.
Well, there aren't many areas. I mean, I personally find London a little bit too much for me. It's difficult to get around. It's crowded. It's packed with people, tourists, because they're obviously going to see Buckingham Palace and the Tower of London, Big Ben and all the rest of it. But get out into the countryside. Let's hope there's some left after this, these strong winds and the rain and the lashings that we've been having. But if you can get up to Scotland and see some of the castles there, Edinburgh Castle is absolutely spectacular. And it is in pristine condition because they looked after it and they run events there. The Highland Games, various tattoos. They call them tattoos. They're not things that you put on your arm. They have contests with marching bands, and it's absolutely one fantastic place is Edinburgh. So if people are thinking of visiting England, don't just think, oh, I'll go and have a look at London. Go and have a look at Scotland. Get up there and see Loch Ness. I was on Loch Ness not too long ago with one of my friends, Dr. Barine, and her husband, Cameron, and we sailed across. We didn't see the Loch Ness Monster. You've heard about the Loch Ness Monster, have you, Countess?
I'm surprised he didn't make an appearance after you showed up.
What, scaring the monster? Yeah, probably. I have a theory about the monster. I believe that it exists, but it's in another dimension, and that when people actually see the monster, what they're actually seeing is like a slip between two dimensions. So the monster, it won't be a monster. It will be a creature from the era of the dinosaurs. But we're going to stop on that note, and we're going to take a break. Please do call in. The number to ring is 1-800-930-2819. You can speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess. We'll be back.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me is the incredible Countess Starella. Welcome back, Countess.
Thank you, darling. Tis I. Oh my, what a wonderful life we have. Don't you feel we're very blessed to be able to help people this way, John?
Absolutely, I do, yeah, and I always give of my best. And what I have been doing a little bit on a random is healing. People come to see me in my chat room on there, which is Psychic John G, and I'm very happy to give free healing. There's no fee for that. In fact, you can come onto a room. It doesn't cost you anything. Just pop into my room and say, you know, I heard you on the radio. Would you give me some healing powers? And I'm perfectly happy to do that. I've been helping people for quite some time now. And on a room, it seems to be very successful. And you heal them with your happy, vivacious personality, don't you, Countess? You do.
I tell them they will laugh their way to health, success, happiness, and enlightenment.
Well, it is, because laughter is the best medicine. And I try to be amusing and make people see that there is a positive side to this life. And it's time solves everything, you know. I mean, tomorrow is another day. For 10 points, which movie did that come from?
Not only is it my favorite movie, but it truly is. It's the story of my family. Instead of cotton, as in the movie, we were the Rice Kings.
Yeah, really? Rice Kings?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Tomorrow is another day. And frankly, my dear, from Gone with the Wind. But it is. That is the answer. No matter how difficult your life may seem at this point in time, just look a little bit further forward, and it is going to change. I mean, all the people I know who are the most successful psychics have been in traumatic situations in their life. I myself have been in numerous very difficult situations, health-wise, where I've been very close to death. In fact, on one occasion, I was seriously ill. I had blood poisoning, and they flew my mother in from Canada to attend my funeral. They said I would not live overnight, so my brother acted and got my sister to contact my mum and flew her over from Canada. But I did survive. I did survive. And the strange thing was, this is about 30 years ago, I was in my hospital bed and my brother was sat by my side. And he said the first things that when I woke up from this, because I was virtually in a coma, when I woke up from this, one of the first things I said to him was, "Martin, I've got to go to America. will you look after Mary for me while I'm away? And that's 30 years ago. And, of course, there was no way that I was going to do any work in America 30 years ago. Yeah. There'd been no prospect of that. So time passed, and indeed I did go to America and many times. And here I am tonight on American radio and working again in America with prospects of coming to, I think it's Los Angeles, and being asked to go and do a show, which I fully intend to do. Of course, you're a Native American. You live in, you were born in New Orleans, were you not?
Yes, indeed. And what a lovely place for someone into the metaphysical world to be born in. Oh my gosh. Diverse cultures, open-mindedness about every discipline, a fascinating place full of joy and adventure.
An adventure, yes. I believe it's quite haunted, New Orleans. I intended to go, but since the storm, what was that terrible storm you had? Was it Katrina?
Katrina. Oh my gosh. I had some challenges from both Katrina and Rita. My goodness, I can't even begin to tell you. I won't elaborate, but let us say we had some very, very difficult times after those two storms.
Were you in New Orleans during that?
I wasn't there, but most of my relatives were. Quite a few had to be evacuated, and a couple of them, and we don't have a lot of statistics about this, but because of the sadness after the storm, a number of people just decided to go on up to heaven. And this is something that isn't studied frequently, about what the after effects are, as far as the how it affects one's temperament when you're trying to put your life back together.
Well, you've just got to face each day as it comes and enjoy it. Earlier in the show, we were discussing William Wordsworth, and I thought that as a special treat, I would read his most famous poem. How do you feel about that? Is that all right, Countess?
I would love it more than life.
You'd like to hear me read William Wordsworth, "I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud." I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils.
Mm.
William Wordsworth. It's probably one of the most famous poems in the world, I would think, alongside Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, which is another poem that we discussed earlier in this series, which is Psychic World on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And I am John G. Sutton. You can Google me. Please do have a look on Amazon. Loads of my books on there. One of my most recent books I've published on there is called Paranormal Pets. You're writing a book, are you not, Countess?
Yes, I'm working on it. Writing is a daunting task, trying to squeeze your creativity into one's busy work schedule. Yikes!
You've got to be very disciplined. I mean, if I'm writing a book, I always get up and write for 3 hours, and then I spend another hour or so in revision so that I'm absolutely certain that I've got it right before I submit it to the editor. Goes through an editorial process, and then it comes back to me for corrections. That's the boring bit, the corrections. But it's quite something to be published by one of the major publishers. They're very strict, you know.
True.
I went to, when I was published by Bloomsbury, I'm not trying to blow my own trumpet here, but when I was published by Bloomsbury, they gave me an editor called Ingrid von Essen, And Ingrid von Essen was introduced to me, and at Bloomsbury. In fact, J.K. Rowling was in the same room. And she said, hello, my dear. She was very Teutonic. She was German, you know. And she said, I tell you, if you cannot write, I will send your manuscript back. She said, so if she didn't think I was any good, she would send it back. But Ingrid became a very good friend of mine, and she's edited a number of my books over the years. Ingrid von Essen. Wherever you are now, here's to Ingrid von Essen and Bloomsbury Books.
Here, here.
That gave me a great big break. And, of course, J.K. Rowling got an even bigger break. Anybody who's read Harry Potter, at the time she was just a very nice, ordinary lady, and I'm sure that she still is. A very nice, ordinary billionaire. Yeah, she wrote Harry Potter and I wrote Psychic Pets. But do have a look it up on the internet. Google me. My name's John G. Sutton. You can contact me through psychicworld.net, which is my website. There's a lot of stuff on there. There must be 80 to 100,000 words of my writings on there, selected columns, because I'm also the feature editor of a newspaper in the United Kingdom. But you're going to do well with your book, Countess Starella. And if anybody wants to speak to Countess Starella, they can get hold of her through oranum.com, or you can speak to me through oranum.com. And on there, my name is Psychic John G. And there you can find the incredible Countess Starella. We'll be back next week. This is Psychic World on Transformation Talk Radio. See you soon.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.